corner. Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Gillespie, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Look, Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbitt. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Duxing through maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, no, look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. But every game, that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball robbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! Hit the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Vernon lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him just high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7, 30, 23 at the end of three on scores.gas.com.
We'd like to welcome everybody to high school basketball here on this Thursday night on scores.broadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're speaking to you from Jackson Center High School. where the Lady Tigers host the Rushi Lady Raiders in a critical Shelby County League girls game. Both teams tied atop the standings in the Shelby County League, each with a loss. Jackson Center was beaten at Fort Loramie. Jackson Center, though, dealt Rushi. It's only set back in league play, 47-42, earlier in the year at Rushi. Jackson Center 9-3 overall, Rushi 13-2. As I mentioned, each team with just one loss in Shelby County League action. Cause for concern here tonight, Rushi Lady Raiders have some illness issues. Maria Heron, a sprained ankle. Jackson Center's offense has been very sluggish of late. Jackson Center with a 38-35 win over Botkins on Tuesday, and recently scored just 32 against Houston, only 24 in a loss at Fort Loramie. It's for the league championship, possibly, Chuck, a lot on the line. Neither team, though, is going to be at 100%, I don't think.
Well, Rushi can ill afford to have ill children because they're not very deep anyway. They've only got seven girls, truly, that play varsity. They got some other girls that dress out, but they're not even warming up. They're standing down there watching the varsity shoot the basketball. On the other end, Jackson Center has had the same problem that I thought they were going to have, and it's been that problem all season long. They struggle with handling the basketball. Their guard play, they don't have a true point guard, and that's truly what has cost them to be able to score a lot of points, because your point guard gets you into the right spot. They have some athletes out there playing the perimeter, but they just don't have that they don't have the Peyton Esser that they had last year on the point.
All of that said, everything is relative, because in girls Division IV basketball in the state of Ohio, Rushi is ranked number 7. Jackson Center is ranked number 14. These two clubs could go deep into the tournament if they are 100%. We may not see these two teams at their best here tonight, although we do expect a very close game. Maria Heron was held to 9 by Jackson Center in the first meeting when Maria was, in fact, 100%. And Maria was held to 2 baskets by Versailles this past Saturday. So she can be defended. If you're deep and you've got 3-4 different players, you can run at her periodically. Yeah, you can wear her down, force her to give it up. She had numerous fine assists this past Saturday for Rushi against Versailles. Cameo Wilson had her best game of the year. Larissa Poling was in double digits, but it was not enough to beat Division III powerhouse Versailles. Jackson Center recently played Minster to a 14-point game. It was in the upper teens after 3 periods. It wound up a 14-point spread, 62-48. No shame in that, though. Minster's ranked number 1 in the state in girls Division 4. So these two clubs are battle-tested. They've played the best. They haven't been blown out by the best. And here they go back head-to-head again tonight. Second meeting in the Shelby County round robin after Jackson Center defeated Rushi earlier in the year when the Lady Tigers were in tip-top shape offensively, no question about it. 47-42 was the score of that game. As I recall, Chuck, Jackson Center opened up a huge lead, might have been as much as 20, and then Rushi closed it to 2 or 3 in the fourth quarter. It was just not quite enough and too late, and Jackson Center held on for the win. That's Rushi's only loss in the Shelby County League, one of only 2 losses suffered by the Lady Raiders all year.
Well, yeah, Jackson had the big lead, and Rushi came back. One of the problems for Maria Heron playing Jackson Center is that Cassie Meyer, at 5'11", is a good defender on the perimeter, and she's tough to shoot over. So Maria, with that bad ankle, it's going to be double jeopardy, I think, for her tonight, because it's going to be tough for her, I would think, to put it on the floor and take it to the basket. That gives Cassie a little less that she has to defend.
Real good matchups on the inside, no question about it. Olivia Clark for Jackson Center, Alicia Kessler for Jackson Center. For the Rushi Raiders, Cameo Wilson and Larissa Poling. I think we remarked the first time these two clubs played, it's not very often, Chuck, in girls Division IV basketball, you see 4 young ladies, 2 in each team in the starting 5, going head-to-head at 6 feet tall or better.
Well, and the thing that even makes it more fun is the fact that they're talented. I've seen some teams with some 6-footers, but the girls were kind of slugs. These girls can play basketball.
Oh, yeah.
They move, they play. I'm a real fan of Olivia Clark, because she's a junior this year. But she goes out on the perimeter. She can shoot the ball. And on the other side, Larissa Poling, only a sophomore, I think she is the next good big star in the Shelby County League.
Well, we are up above here at Jackson Center, the habitat of the cat. We've got a lofty perch looking down on the floor. Rushi Raiders to her right. We see Maria Heron, and she's moving along somewhat gingerly on the foot. There she is, top of the circle, walking down the left side of the lane, and she definitely has a little bit of a limp in her gait. She is far from 100% for tonight's game.
Well, the thing about a sprained ankle is your forward speed and your straight line speed is not affected,
right.
But your cutting and your defense, that's where you're going to have a problem being able to push off that ankle.
And Maria runs the floor as well as anybody. She can get up and down the hardwood, the 84 feet in the bat of an eye. And simply put, that might slow Rushi down a little bit this evening. Who knows? Cassie Meyer is averaging 11 points a game for the Jackson Center Tigers, although her team has been off offensively the past few weeks. Seems like Jackson Center suffered a mid-season lull a year ago. J.O. Volleyball has kicked in. And I tell you what, Chuck, at these small schools, all of the athletes, boys and girls, they've got to chip in every single sport, it seems like. A lot of young men, young ladies, multiple sport athletes, and they've got to give double duty, triple duty. And they may be hanging their hat on a couple of sports at the same time.
Well, I agree with what you're saying. And being an old coach, during the season, I wanted my kids to play basketball.
Right.
In the summer, you're a football player. You go work out and do whatever the football team's doing. In the spring, you're a baseball player. Go play baseball. But in season, I honestly think it's a problem if your kids are doing anything besides playing your sport.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a disservice to their teammates if that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Shooting will certainly be a factor here tonight, but without Maria Heron at 100%, Rushi's offensive performance might suffer a little bit. And then it could very well boil down to ball handling and who is able to get it up the floor comfortably into the offense and push it inside to the taller girls down on the block.
Well, Kessler is a force inside. We've seen her have a couple of really good games. And if she catches the ball on the block, you're done. She's going to score. And Kennedy Reese, she is a fire plug. I mean, that girl, never stops moving. She handles the basketball pretty well. But defensively, she is a very good on-ball defender.
Mm-hmm. Jenna Cordagna Ferrucci might be an X factor in this game. She's an outstanding up-and-coming sophomore for the Lady Raiders. Got in foul trouble against Versailles. Did not have one of her best games. Was limited in terms of playing time when she was out there. She performed very capably against the taller Versailles Tigers. But Jenna could be an X factor in this contest. Cameo Wilson certainly got a big boost of confidence on Saturday. Versailles shaded two players oftentimes to Maria Heron, and Cameo Wilson had some daylight to the basket. She took advantage, and Rushi, with Maria Heron at short of 100%, needs Cameo Wilson and Jenna Cordagna to help out Larissa Poling in terms of scoring.
Well, and the other, the person we haven't talked about yet is Tiffany Hatcher. Last year, the girl can score, and she's a real streaky shooter. If she starts out hot, she normally stays hot. If Heron is a little bit gimpy tonight, they need Tiffany to pick up the scoring a little bit.
A fifth young lady whom was not covered very tightly by Versailles this past Saturday, Whitney Plyman. She drained a couple of long jumpers, two threes, I think, at Versailles, did Whitney. And she sparkled in that game, and she could give Rushi needed impetus tonight. We'd like to note that Whitney Plyman's mom, grandmother, and sister, Cassie, a student in special training for the Army down in San Antonio, are all tuned in Texas to scoresbroadcast.com tonight. So we say hello to Whitney Plyman's mom, her grandmother, and her sister, Cassie. In fact, I think she graduates tomorrow from specialized Army training in San Antonio, Texas.
And then I suggest they go to the Riverwalk.
And I saw the map of temperatures across the southern tier of the United States about 2 hours ago, and it was warmer than normal from Arizona all the way to Florida. It looked like it could very well be in the 80s down
right.
at San Antonio.
Yeah, they've been getting a ton of rain along the Gulf Coast, but San Antonio should be perfect.
Well, it's going to be warm in here. It has been around the 50-degree mark in West Central Ohio this afternoon. And when these two clubs heat up out on the hardwood, I'm sure it will be Perspiration City here at the Habitat of the Cat tonight. These two teams like to pick it up and lay it down, and they'll be taking advantage of fast break opportunities, I'm certain. Rushi and Fort Loramie, or I should say Rushi and Jackson Center, each team with a loss. I've got Fort Loramie on my mind because they've got a big game at home against Botkins tonight. Fort Loramie is a game back in the loss column, and if either one of these two clubs slips up, Fort Loramie's right on the heels of these two teams. In fact, Fort Loramie's got games with both Jackson Center and Rushi remaining. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight are American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, and Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. A two-quarter JV game tonight because of illnesses and injury. Thus, the varsity game starts early, and we've got the tip-off upcoming in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Chuck, we alluded to it. Rushi already thin in terms of roster numbers, hampered tonight because Maria Heron has the injured ankle. Jackson Center clearly gets the edge in terms of depth, in part because of the strength of Kristen Ware and Vanessa Winter, who come off the bench and not only supply depth but points. They can make jump shots from 10, 15 feet on out.
Yeah, they would start on a lot of teams in the league. And, yep. So they're very deep, and he does a real nice job of Coach Reese does a real nice job of getting them in there and getting them ready early in the game so they all have some time out there.
Jeff Reese, Andy Timmerman, two first-year head coaches for these programs, Jackson Center girls and Rushi girls. Let's see if Maria Heron is in the opening five. No, she is not. Jennifer Donier will start in place of Maria. She is out there with Whitney Plyman. Cordonier, a sophomore guard. Whitney Plyman, a junior guard. Larissa Poling, a 6 foot, 2 inch post player, along with Cameo Wilson, a 6 footer, and Tiffany Hatcher, a 5'9 guard. I'm sorry, Chuck, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we talk about the size. Rushi can match him inside, but the perimeter, Jackson Center's got a real advantage on the outside in size.
For Jackson Center, opening five, Olivia Clark, 6'2", junior in the middle. She's supported by Alicia Kessler down low, 6'2", and a senior. Kennedy Reese, 5'5", junior guard. Cameron Elkert, who, when she is hot, boy, she can pump them in from long range. Good three-point shooter. Cameron, a 5'8", senior. And Cassie Meyer, 5'9", and a senior for the Jackson Center Tigers. Opening tip to start the game, won by Rushi. It's Plyman, head of the key. near side to Cordonier, who goes to Poling in the post. She squares up against Kessler, starts a drive. Kessler blocks it. Ball loose on the deck. It's rolled out to the top of the key, picked up by Hatcher. Rushi still got it. Here's Cameo Wilson with a shot fake in the corner, starts a drive, stops, leaves it for Plyman. Back to Wilson, who chucks up a long trifecta. It hit the rim and caromed out of bounds in the corner. Already we've seen the presence of Alicia Kessler on the interior for Jackson Center.
She and Clark are imposing in there, that's for sure.
Here comes Kennedy Reese up to the timeline for Jackson Center. Outside the arc to Cassie Meyer. Jackson Center spreads the floor. Here's Elkert, here's Reese. Elkert on top. Right wing Meyer, picked up by Cordonier. Jenna's got the tough assignment of checking Cassie Meyer in this game. We played 50 seconds, no score. Jackson Center without a shot. Here's a long cross-court pass to Kennedy Reese, and her leaner outside the lane is swatted by Rushi. It's on the deck. Ball rolls to midcourt. Kennedy Reese gobbles it up, throws baseline right to Meyer, and her wraparound pass through the bottom of the key is knocked out by Rushi. No score. A minute six gone, first quarter. Cassie Meyer inbounding low on the left. Feeds it into the paint to Olivia Clark. One dribble, shot deflected by Larissa Poling. And we got a scrap for the rebound. It's ruled a jump. Didn't appear that any more than one lady had mitts on the ball, but Jackson Center retains it. Tigers get the arrow. Inbound to deep left corner. Here's a long three by Elkert. Short, no good. Ball tapped out to Hatcher. She bolts down the floor for Rushi. On a weave to Wilson, foul line, left side to Cordonier. Starts a drive, pulls up, back to Wilson. Ball skipped across court to Plyman. 6.5 to go, first quarter, no score. Plyman on the right flank starts toward the basket, bounce pass to Poling. She can't hang on, and the ball goes out of bounds. 6:27 to go in the first. Jackson Center nothing, Rushi nothing already. We have seen blocks on the inside, shots altered. These two teams are tall on the interior. Kennedy Reese drives into the lane and throws it back out. Picked off by Rushi. Hatcher, long throw down the floor to Wilson. Wilson gives it up out back to Cordonier, who strides through the lane. Running one-hander is kissed in off the window. Nice play, Jenna Cordonier.
Saw the opening and went right to the basket. No defender could get over to stop her.
2-0 Rushi. Here's Reese outside the arc on the left for Jackson Center. Dribbles, gives to Cassie Meyer. She's doubled momentarily. Gives it up to Elkert. Elbow on the left to Clark, who squares up and lofts up a 17-footer, maybe out of her range. Hit the back rim, no good. Rebound Kessler, fadeaway in the paint. It danced off the rim. It comes down to Rushi. Jackson Center yet to score. Hatcher pulls up on the arc. A long one, a banker. Missed. Rebound Cassie Meyer. 2-on-2, and Jenna Cordonier streaks up behind Cassie and swipes the ball. Nice play by Cordonier. 5:20 left in the first. 2-0 Rushi. Jackson Center's offensive woes here at midseason continue. Outside the arc on the left, it's Wilson weaving to Hatcher. Into the top of the circle. Tries to thread the needle into the post of Poling. Tapped away by Jackson Center. Restarts down the floor. Gives it up out back to Elkert. She hoists up a three off the back brace. Rebound Clark in the lane. Little half-hook shot. Blocked away by Poling of Rushi.
Wow. Like I said, she's going to be a star.
Larissa Poling already with three blocks or deflections. Down low for Rushi in this contest. Poling's got it baseline right at the short corner. Ball thrown on top to Plyman. Plyman 25 feet out, 4.5 to go first quarter, 2-0 Rushi. Cordonier, ball high overhead. Bounce pass to Hatcher, 20 feet from the basket. Cassie Meyer gets a paw on it, and the ball is punched out of bounds right at the scorer's table. 2-0 in favor of Rushi. Far cry from the first game, when I think in the first 4 minutes in that opening encounter between the two clubs, we had probably six or seven baskets tallied already. So far, just one, that by Rushi.
Jackson Center was ahead 16-3 at the end of the first quarter in that game.
Shea Borcher's on the floor now for Rushi, and as she starts in the lane, the ball is knocked away by Jackson Center. 3-second call against the Raiders anyway. Yeah, Jackson Center bolted on top in that first meeting. and had probably 10 points in the first 4 minutes. Nothing in this game tonight against Rushi in the first 4 minutes. Ball thrown to Kessler in the post, squares up, goes hard toward the basket, and guess what? Poling blocks another one and takes it away. Long lead out to Cordonier, who's got the only field goal in the game so far. 3:48 to go in the first quarter. Here's a drive by Cordonier, running down the right side of the paint, overthrew it. Weak side rebound by Shea Borchers, blocked out of bounds on the play by Jackson Center. Kristen Ware, 5'11 senior, in off the bench for the Tigers. 3:42 to go in the first. The score is 2-0 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com. High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Jackson Center High School. Rushi Raiders lead the Lady Tigers 2-zip. 3:42 to go in the first. Rushi inbounding left of the basket. It is Hatcher. Throws to Cordonier, who is angling toward the rim, but getting a fist on it was Cameron Elkert. And she put a strike on that ball, went out of bounds side court. Rushi tries again. Hatcher looks. Lobs it way out back to Shea Borchers, who catches, hands off to Jenna Cordonier. Ball thrown to Whitney Plyman near the timeline. Larissa Poling on the bench at the moment. And Whitney Plyman is floored. She's knocked down. Common foul committed by Jackson Center. 3:34 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 in favor of Rushi. Ball inbounded to Plyman in backcourt. Maria Heron not starting for Rushi. We were told that Maria was lobbing hard to play, but head coach Andy Timmerman was going to wait and see how she felt during the shoot-around, and apparently Andy not confident in Maria's footing.
Well, I would assume that if she was able to play, she'd be out there by now.
Again, Jackson Center fights the pass to the Rushi player out of bounds. Jabbed away by Jackson Center to side court. Rushi throws in again. It goes down inside to Wilson. Wilson with a spin move wants to go up with the left. Kessler is there. Got some ball and body, and it's a two-shot foul as Cameo Wilson strolls to the stripe. First free throw by Cameo after two dribbles on the way. Swish. 3-0 Raiders. 3:14 to go first quarter. Well, we footnoted in the pregame the fact that the Jackson Center girls have had difficulty scoring recently. 35 against Botkins, 32 against Houston, 24 against Fort Loramie, 31 in a four-point win over New Bremen a couple weeks back. Second free throw, Wilson, dead center as well, and Jackson Center's down 4-0. Here's a skip pass cross-court, Cassie Meyer to Kennedy Reese, and that jumper from 18 feet, pinballs in the iron and snaps out. Rebound down to Rushi. Long throw to Cameo Wilson. Left wing, 17-footer, short. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Here's Kristen Ware up to Reese. Reese veers into the corner, gives to Cameron Elkert, back to Kennedy Reese. Reese picked up on the arc by Whitney Plyman. Baseline drive, Cameron Elkert. Ball thrown on top to Kristen Ware. And here's Cassie Meyer outside the circle, high left. She triggers a bomb. It caromed off the flange and shot out of bounds in the corner.
She's got to shoot the ball. That was not a bad shot. They need her to try to get them going because she is the one that is their top scorer for sure.
2:22 to go first quarter. Rushi pitching a shutout, 4-0. Jackson Center very sluggish offensively. Rushi not much better. Deep left corner, Tiffany Hatcher, open look from three-point territory. It circled the rim and came off. Jackson Center's got the board. Kennedy Reese in backcourt. Crossover dribble, head of the key on a weave now to Cassie Meyer. Jenna Cordonier has that assignment. Here's Kennedy Reese, a long lob pass from 25 feet out. Down inside to teammate Kristen Ware. She catches, powers to the rim, no good, but she is clobbered. And she's got two free throws coming up. Minute 54 to go in the first quarter.
That's second foul on Poling.
And that's a factor. Rushi needs Larissa Poling for 28 or 29 of these 32 minutes, if possible, and she sits back down. The second respite for her in the first period, Shea Borchers back in. First foul shot was good by Kristen Ware. Second one right on the button as well. Jackson Center without a field goal, but the Lady Tigers do have 2 points. It's 4-2 Rushi. A minute 47 to go in the first. Borchers on the right wing. Out high to Jenna Cordonier. Foul line. Left side Hatcher. Shot fake. Elbow on the left. Her 15-footer blocked from behind by Cassie Meyer. Loose ball to Olivia Clark. She darts up the floor ahead of the key. Might have walked. Gave it up deep right corner to the jump shooter. It is pitched up there and missed, but Jackson Center underneath the rim. We've got a tie-up. Players at the deck. What's been called?
It's out of bounds.
Out of bounds to Jackson Center. Vanessa Winter pumped up the last shot. She had a good look. Just could not knock it down. Tigers inbounds. Cassie Meyer to Kennedy Reese. Back to Cassie. Cross court to the three-point gunner, Vanessa Winter. And on the second attempt, she buries it. It's a triple. She missed a two, made a three, and Jackson Center's up one, 5-4. Near side, Cordonier for Rushi. Below the foul line, gives it up on the play to Whitney Plyman behind the arc. Kennedy Reese on her. Skip to the near side to Wilson. Both teams in a man-to-man. Left side pass, Hatcher. Top of the key, foul line below it. A runner, one-hander, blocked on the way of a Jackson Center. Kristen Ware got a fist on it. Olivia Clark picked it up. Threw it right back inside to Ware. Back to Clark in the right corner. Left-hand bounce through the paint. Ball rotated to Reese on the arc. 36 seconds to go first quarter. 5-4 Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer in the right corner. Shovels it back out to Reese. 28 seconds to go. Plyman guarding Reese tightly at midcourt. Kennedy sprints down the right side. Throws to the weak side to Meyer in the lane. Passed up a shot. Threw it to Clark behind the foul line. She missed from 17. Rebound rolling near side of the floor into the Rushi bench. Touched by the Tigers with 16 seconds to go.
If they called a foul on Clark.
Clark picked up the loose ball foul, her first. Rushi down a point, 5-4, has a chance to take the lead in the last 13 seconds of the first quarter. Whitney Plyman over the timeline. Gets a screen, gives it off on the play to Cordonier. She runs down the right side of the lane. Good look across the paint. The Borchers shot blocked, though, with 3 seconds left. Here's Cassie Meyer hurling a long 65-footer, and it was online, hit the rim. No good, though. Good try by Cassie. One quarter's been played here at Jackson Center. Tigers 5, Raiders 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. One of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses to get connected to your VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. Message brought to you by the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. 5-4 our score. These two teams tied for first. Girls Shelby County League, each with a loss in league play. Both clubs suffering offensively so far in this game. Jackson Center's got the ball as we begin play in the second period. And there's a travel out on top. Turnover, Tigers. Raiders get it back. Maria Heron out, injured ankle. Shot around during the warm-up, but did not begin the game for head coach Andy Timmerman, and is not on the floor at the start of the second period, which would lead us to believe she will not see any action tonight whatsoever. Here's Rushi with a cross-court pass. The Raiders lose it, fall on it. Borchers whistled for traveling.
Well, you would assume she would have been out there by now, because the longer you sit, the more that thing stiffens up.
That's a good point.
So there, I can't imagine she's going to come out into the game at this point.
Kennedy Reese at the timeline for Jackson Center. Picked up by Whitney Plyman outside the arc on the right. It's passed to Ware. Down low on the play to Clark. Clark goes up to shoot. Blocked. Outstanding play by Rushi. Cameo Wilson, Jenna Cordagna were there. Hatcher drives into the lane. Flips it behind her to Plyman. Her 22-footer is no good. Wide open in the paint. Easy rebound. Right place, right time. Shea Borchers gets a deuce. We played a minute 10 here in the second quarter. 6-5 Rushi. Here's Kennedy Reese into the paint to Clark. Goes opposite to Elkert, who steps back and guns the three. Swish! She's got it. Cameron Elkert from long range for Jackson Center, which takes an 8-6 edge. 6.5 to go, second quarter. On the right side, Borchers for Rushi. Weaves to Cordagna. Left hand bounce. Now to Plyman in the corner. She fakes right, goes left, in among the trees. Whitney's well guarded. Somebody got a piece of her wrist, and Whitney earns two free throws.
Yeah, there's no reason to hack down there, because she was not going to get that shot up to the rim.
Uh-uh. Whitney Plyman bailed out and now has an opportunity to give Rushi a tie. Foul shot, but Plyman bounces around and comes off. 8-6 Jackson Center. Jackson Center had stormed out to an early double-digit lead in the first meeting between the two of Rushi. Rushi came from behind in the second half, got it to two or three in the fourth quarter, could never get it tied, I don't think. Rushi wound up winning by 5, 47-42. Or I should say Jackson Center wound up winning by 5. Plyman nets the second free throw, and it's 8-7. Jackson Center up by a point, 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Here's Cameron Elkert, top of the circle, faked the pass, then let it go, but by then it dragged the pivot foot as she tried to reach Vanessa Winter on the left side of the floor. Ball being walked to the timeline by Whitney Plyman for Rushi. Elkert on her, across the top of the key to Hatcher. Long, high, arching, three-pointer, front rim, backboard, rim again, rolling off. Rebound though by Rushi. That shot by Hatcher came ever so close to going in, but did not, seemingly hit every centimeter of the rim, but the Raiders snatched up the offensive rebound. Here's Plyman driving into the left corner. Nice wraparound pass down inside to Poling, bobbled, picked up at Jackson Center. It's Kessler. She rips her way down the floor, got away with a walk. Threw it out back to a teammate. Three-pointer chucked up there by Cameron Haney was in. Missed it hard. Rebound Rushi. Three-on-one break. It's Hatcher. A little out of control. Cameron Elkert sets up and draws the charge.
And that was, she doesn't like the call, but that was absolutely the correct call.
8-7 our score. Jackson Center up one. 5:22 to go, second quarter.
Can't take it that deep. You got to pull up or see an opening. You can't just go to think you're going to get to the basket like that.
You're right. Tiffany might have had a real good look a step or two below the foul line. She went down too close to the rim, and Jackson Center had it barricaded off. Tigers ball, right side of the floor. It is Cassie Meyer. Tries to lob down inside to a teammate, and Rushi gets a piece of it. Ball's on the floor. It's tied up, and the arrow favors Rushi. Miranda Hickey in now for Jackson Center, 5'9 senior. Here comes Rushi in backcourt. 8-7 our score, you heard correctly. Plyman veers off to the right, gets a screen from Cordagna. Ball flipped to Cordagna on the flank left side. Hands to Cameo Wilson, back to Jennifer, a line drive triple. It hit the heel. Kicked out to Poling, who snatched up the rebound. Gave it to Hatcher, hitting the cutter. Cordonier, layup is good. Good eyes, but Tiffany Hatcher. And head coach Andy Timmerman wants a full timeout for Rushi. We are at 9-8 Raiders, 4:37 to go in the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Don't miss out on high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. High-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, plus adult and youth bedrooms and more. Goffney Furniture, five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Yep, after the timeout, Jackson Center, a quick field goal. Chuck, who pumped it in?
I think it was Hickey, but I don't have that number. That's a number. It's number 20.
I think that's Miranda Hickey.
Yep. That is Miranda.
Yep.
Okay.
Miranda Hickey with a big basket for Jackson Center as the Tigers ran a play and got 2 points from her. With 3:53 to go here in the second quarter of play, Rushi dribbling far side of the floor, and a player is spilled to the ground. Foul on the Tigers. 16 fouls now on Jackson Center. Marissa Poling, who's been in and out of this game for Rushi, she's got 2 fouls. She is back on the floor. Shea Borchers scored a field goal and gave a very good account of herself while in for Rushi, is now on the bench. Here's Tiffany Hatcher in the right corner for Rushi. Foul line to Cameo Wilson. Bounce pass to Gradonier, left corner. And the ball is clawed away nicely by Cameron Elker. She's got the steal. Here's Cassie Meyer in backcourt, wrapped up by Tiffany Hatcher. Common foul, Raiders, 60 feet from the basket.
That's why a foul like that you don't like anyway. But when you're as thin as they are on the bench, you can't afford those fouls tonight.
Exactly. 10 fouls in the game, 6 in Jackson Center, 4 on Rushi, 10-9 Tigers lead. Foul line extended left, it's Clark. Right side, Kennedy Reese. Skips it cross court to Elkert. She jacks up another 3, look out, got it again. Cameron Elkert's got a couple from long range in this game for Jackson Center, which has opened up a 4-point lead, 13-9. May not sound like much, but in this low-scoring contest, a 4-point bulge is significant. But Whitney Plyman comes right back. She skips down the lane. Good cut to the basket. Got a fine feed from the right corner and scored on the driving layup through traffic. And she was tapped on the shoulder as she laid it in. Chuck, I missed who delivered the pass to her.
That was Poling.
Larissa Poling with a beautiful bounce feed to Plyman, whose free throw pinballs around and comes out. Rushi punches it out of bounds. Jackson Center possession with the score 13-9 Tigers. Boy, that was a fine pass. Room service for Whitney Plyman, who finished the play. Couldn't get the free throw to drop. And the Tigers have got the ball. Kennedy Reese, right side to Meyer, who fumbled, goes baseline. Wraparound pass to Elkert, straddling the arc this time. Short on the long 2. Rebound ricochets to Tiffany Hatcher. Up the court, cross court to Jenna Cordonier. She drives in on Kennedy Reese. Misses it on the run. Reese wasn't set. Defensive foul. 2 free throws, Jenna Cordonier. Good play by Jenna. She had the defender on her heels. She's awarded 2 shots at the stripe, a chance to tie the game for Rushi. Jenna is a little short, though. Pulled the string on it. 13-11 Jackson Center. 2:42 left in the half. Caitlin Sosby in now. 5'4 sophomore for Jackson Center. Kennedy Reese out momentarily. Second free throw, back iron, no good by Cordonier. Rebound yanked down by Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. Has Cassie scored yet in this game, Chuck?
Cassie has not.
Here's a ball punched away by Plyman. Good steal out of the top of the key. Plyman against taller Jackson Center players. Pulls up in the lane and banks it in. Two straight field goals by Whitney Plyman. We're letting them know, Chuck, down in San Antonio, that Whitney Plyman is having a fine game here tonight against Jackson Center, as Whitney did this past Saturday against Versailles. We're tied at 13, and Rushi steals again. Down the floor, Cordonier, baseline left. She's challenged defensively, and the Jackson Center player stood her ground. Offensive foul, Rushi. Looked like the proper call. We're tied at 13, 2:07 to go second quarter. Well, because Maria Heron is out tonight with an ankle injury for Rushi, the Raiders guards, Whitney Plyman, Tiffany Hatcher, will see a lot of duty. Is that Maria Heron on the floor now, Chuck? It is.
No.
No, that's Jenna Cordonier, my mistake. I thought it was 23, it's 3. Here's a long triple try straight away, but Cameron Elkert way short. But the rebound, Karam's way back out to the Tigers, who've got it again. Cassie Meyer, who's scoreless, has it outside the arc on the right, and away from the ball, we've got a shove down inside against Jackson Center.
You called that on Olivia Clark. That's her second.
Clark's got two. Poling's got two. An inside player for each team with a couple fouls.
And Reese has two for Jackson. That's why she's out.
So Clark comes out. Jackson Center re-enters. Kristen Ware, a minute 42 left to go here in the second quarter.
Jackson has a lot more pieces to move around tonight than Rushi does.
Exactly. No question. High left, it's Camille Wilson. Left wing, Jenna Cordonier, who skips it cross-court to Tiffany Hatcher. She's available. She lets one fly from three-point land. Short, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center. Vanessa Winter in backcourt. Deals to Cassie Meyer. Back to Winter. Winter veers off into the right corner. Looks for help. Finds a player in the post. It's dumped down into Cassie Meyer, who muscles to the rim for two. Boy, that's where Jackson Center needs to find Cassie Meyer more often. Two-point lead, Tigers. Hatcher, 28 feet out with a triple. A long one. It's up in the stratosphere. Missed it hard. Weak side rebound, Poling, maybe over the back.
That's her third.
Uh-oh, three fouls on Larissa Poling. 58 seconds to go, second quarter. Jackson Center ahead of Rushi, but two. 15-13. It was wishful thinking, Chuck. I thought I saw 2-3 out there.
Well, we just had 33 check into the game, and I'm not sure who that is for Rushi.
Up over the timeline comes the Jackson Center Tigers. 25 feet away on the left, it's Cameron Elkert. Top of the circle, Alicia Kessler. Ball high overhead. Two-point lead, Jackson Center. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Dribbling into the lane goes Ware. Dumps it off to Kessler. Ball pitched out to Winter. Hand off to Cassie Meyer. Straight away, Jenna Cordonier on her. Down to 26 seconds to go in the half. Nearly a push off by Cassie. No call. Cassie gives it up, gets it back. Cordonier on her tightly with 17 seconds to go first half. 15-13. Jackson Center leads by two. Cassie dribbles to the left. Crosses over. We've got a five-second call on her. Very good defense by Jenna Cordonier. Raiders down two. Jackson Center needed more than half the first quarter to get a field goal, right, Chuck? They eventually did get one, the Tigers did.
Yeah, they had Winter hit a three.
But Jackson Center owns a two-point lead now. 7 seconds to go in the half. Dribbling goes Cordonier into the left corner. Dumps it across the bottom of the key to Wilson. Wilson's met but two defenders. But Cameo's arm is smacked while shooting. And with two ticks left on the clock here in the first half, Cameo Wilson is at the stripe with a pair, a chance to knock the score at the break. Free throw by Cameo, swish, he's got it. 15-14 is the tally. Jackson Center up one. Second free throw, Cameo Wilson. This is for a halftime tie. Shot by Cameo. Good again. 2 seconds remaining. Jackson Center inbounds. Here's a long heave, 50-footer, wide left. Did get a piece of the iron. No good by Ware. Well, two quarters in the books here at Jackson Center. Nothing at all decided. It is a 15-15 deadlock, low-scoring game here on this Thursday night in the Shelby County League. First place on the line, Rushi Jackson Center. 15-15 game on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. It's Jackson Center 15, Rushi 15 in girls high school basketball tonight on Scores. We are at the half. It is a 15-all deadlock, very low-scoring game. Do want to remind our listeners that we are on the web online on ScoresBroadcast.com, thanks in part to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. A lot of gratitude to them. And without their assistance, we'd have a lot of difficulty bringing you high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. Shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. They came on board with us last March during the high school basketball tournament. Thanks, Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Chuck, it's a long season anymore in high school basketball. I can recall the days when we had an 18-game schedule. If a game got weathered out, you didn't make it up, you might have played 16 or 17. Recently, it was expanded from 20 to 22. And these girls' teams, in their schedules, have peaks and valleys. I guess it's most important to be playing your best basketball in February, come tournament time. Heck, the Jackson Center girls proved that last year. In fact, they played nearly 30 games, 30, over the course of the season. Neither team sharp offensively right now. Both clubs handicapped a little bit, illness, injury, so on and so forth. But these are the two best teams in the Shelby County League. The defense, a staple. It's rock solid for both clubs. We've seen offensive fouls being drawn by each team's defense. But all of that said, the offenses are struggling, but each club's got time to get the ship righted and play their best basketball offensively during the stretch run of the regular season heading into the tournament.
Well, I think the biggest thing Rushi has to do is get Maria Heron healthy.
Yes.
And if they do that, that girl is the best player in the Shelby County League.
So you're saying she is a cure-all.
Yes, she's going to cure their offensive woes. Jackson, I see them trying to do the right thing. They're getting the ball. They're trying to throw the ball down into the block. But Rushi's doing a pretty good job of playing front and back. So you need to shoot the ball Cassie Myers got to set up on the side, shoot the ball, make some shots, and then the defense has to quit cheating and covering down, and that will open up the inside a little bit. As long as you're not making anything from the outside, there's no reason to defend it.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Thanks to Wilson Health on the web with us for 9 years here on scoresbroadcast.com. Depth and edge to Jackson Center. Rushi's Larissa Poling has how many fouls so far, Chuck?
Poling's got three. She's the only one with three, but she had four block shots in the first quarter, and they really need her out on the floor for sure.
Jackson Center has played, I think, as many as nine young ladies so far without any loss of size or skill out on the hardwood. Jackson Center does have more bodies, and if fouls mount in the second half, that could very well be a factor. Cameron Elkert lit it up. She triggered in two long three-pointers for Jackson Center to give the Tigers a boost in that second period.
Well, she leads them with 6 points, and then dropped down to 3 points for Winter and two each for Hickey and Cassie Meyer and Kristen Ware. They scored 5 and 10, 15 in the first half. They had 11 rebounds. Rushi had 12. Both had three offensive rebounds. Tigers turned it over 7 times, Raiders 5. Rushi led in scoring by Whitney Plyman, who had a nice first half. She had all 5 in the second quarter. She scored 5, mm-hmm. 4 from Cordonier, 4 from Wilson, 2 from Borchers. They have not got any points from Poling or Hatcher. They're 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Jackson made their only 2 attempts there. They scored 4 and 11, 15-15 at the half.
Amazing to me, Chuck. No Maria Heron tonight. Hatcher and Poling both scoreless, yet Rushi is tied at the break.
But they have 15 points, and that's the difference.
Yep. Very good defense being played by both teams. We are at the half. Shelby County League lead on the line tonight. Jackson Center 15, Rushi 15. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on Scores Broadcast.
Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It is time now for our Locale Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Locale Equipment at Jackson Center promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 11 years ago. Locale once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Locale. And during girls' basketball games, Locale Equipment spotlights several players, a few from each school. Tonight we list for you the seniors on these two clubs. For the Rushi Raiders, Tiffany Hatcher, a senior. Maria Heron, who's not playing out with an ankle injury, is a senior. And Kristen Garkey, a senior, a 6-foot-tall young lady who's missing the year with a knee injury, also a 12th grader for Rushi. For Jackson Center, the seniors, Miranda Hickey, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, outstanding volleyball players and basketball players too. Of course, Jackson Center won 2 straight state volleyball championships in Division IV. And to Chuck, I was commenting with Kim Metz just a few minutes before the start of the game. I said, Kim, congratulations on your award as the Max Prep Small School Coach of the Year in the United States of America. And I said, your young ladies were phenomenal. High IQ on the volleyball floor, academically, just about all of them, 3.8, 3.9, and 4 point in the classroom.
Well, these Shelby County schools are all kind of alike. They have great parents, and that's where this all starts.
Yes.
And then they have the schools are good, the coaching's good, and that creates good young people, and that's what this is all about up in Shelby County. I love doing these games.
Well spoken. We'll hear from Jackson Center's LaCal equipment momentarily. Third quarter underway. Jackson Center with the ball. Kennedy Reese has got it. Feeds it right side to Cassie Meyer, 25 feet out. We're tied at 15. Opening 15 seconds, third period. Whitney Plyman on Kennedy Reese, head of the key. Cameron Elkert, far left side of the floor. Kennedy disperses it back to Cassie Meyer on the right. Here's a bullet pass by her down inside to Olivia Clark. She catches and scores. Wow. That was a rifle-like pass delivered by Cassie Meyer right on the money to Olivia Clark. Great assist, and Jackson Center leads by two. Far left wing, it's Jenna Cordagna for Rushi. Out back to Whitney Plyman. She throws into the post to Poling. Poling wheels and deals around Clark. Hooked it up with the right hand. It is short, no good. Rebound Clark, and a foul on Poling, her fourth. She slapped down on the arm. Just one of those nights for Larissa.
There's no real reason to foul somebody that's 60 feet from the basket.
51 seconds played here in the third quarter. Jackson Center with a significant edge now in terms of bodies, already having the depth advantage coming in. And Larissa Poling sits for Rushi with her fourth. She may not be back until the final 4 or 5 minutes of this game. Cassie Meyer with the ball for the Tigers, who lead by two. She dribbles down the right side of the paint, 15 feet away, throws it back to Reese. Deep left corner, Clark. Skipping it cross court to Elkert, who backs up, and she flips up the three, hit the rim. Weak side rebound, though, by Reese. Tigers still control. 6.5 to go, third quarter. 2-point lead, Jackson Center. Reese picks up her dribble near midcourt. Near side, Elkert, Hatcher on her. Ball thrown to Clark in the post. High low down inside for Kessler. Broken up. Nice steal. Cameo Wilson. Outlet to Hatcher. Hatcher to Plyman at the elbow on the left. Back to Hatcher ahead of the key. Tiffany needs baskets. She's got to generate points, I think, for Rushi to win this game. Ball handed off on the play to Wilson. Look at her go to work. Driving down the right side of the lane. Up and over Kessler. She banked it in on the dead run. She made three or four like that, Chuck, Saturday against Versailles.
That's the best I've seen her take the ball to the basket because I wasn't at Versailles.
With confidence by Cameo. Tied at 17. Here's Reese throwing to the post to Kessler. She loses it, fumbled it away. Rushi got it. We're tied. Raiders a chance to snap the tie. Here's a left side jump shot by Shea Borchers behind the arc. Look out. She swished it. And Rushi's got the lead. No, she was straddling the three-point line. She's awarded two. Shea Borchers has played very well, subbing in the night for the Rushi Raiders. We have a two-point edge, 19-17. Here's Reese, right side of the floor, and the ball is stabbed away from her out of bounds off Hatcher. Shea Borchers, Whitney Plyman, fine games for those two for the Raiders, who are up a bucket. Nearly 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Cassie Meyer slings the ball inbounds to Kennedy Reese behind the timeline. She goes and gets it. Head of the key, Elkert. Picks up her dribble back to Reese near side. Kennedy looks. Deals to Elkert. Deep right corner. Now Reese, 25 feet out. Hangs on. Looks for Cassie Meyer. Can't get it to her. Tiffany Hatcher doing a fine job making sure Cassie Meyer doesn't get the ball back after she gives it up. Now the Tigers find her, but she's 25 feet out. Skips it cross court to Kennedy Reese. She throws up a high-arching three-pointer. It bounces around, comes off. Inside rebound shot by Clark on the rim. It's no good. Here's Whitney Plyman darting the other way. It's the trailer, Wilson. She caught it, was running, didn't get it on the floor soon enough. It's a walk. 4:35 to go in the third, 19-17, Rushi. Raiders shorthanded without Maria Heron. Ankle injury. Larissa Poling on the bench. Four fouls. Here's Reese going high low down inside to Clark. Goes opposite to Elkert on the arc. And she fires up a three around and out. No good. Loose ball rebound in the lane. A tie-up occurs. And it will belong to the Rushi Raiders, who are up two with 4:20 left in the third quarter.
When Clark has the ball point blank, she can't look to throw the ball out. She's got to go up strong, whether she gets her shot blocked or not. She has to go up and put it on the rim.
Yep, last possession, she might have passed one up from several feet away. Here is Plyman on top to Hatcher. Fakes right, goes left down the lane. Left corner, Cordonier inside the arc. Line drive shot rattled out. Rebound Clark for Jackson Center. Midcourt to Reese, who bobbled and then tapped it off on the play to Cameron Elkert. Back to Reese. Two-point lead, Rushi. 3:50 left here in the third. Cassie Meyer, head of the key, fakes right, goes left, gives to Cameron Elkert on the arc. Skips it cross-court to Reese. Reese to Cassie Meyer, 25 feet out, fakes right, goes left, foul line. Bounce pass for Reese, near side of the floor. It's wide. It goes out of bounds. Each team with a loss in the Shelby County League tied atop the standings in first. Fort Loramie, hosting Bodkins tonight, is in second with two setbacks. So this is a huge game. Timeout called. 3:37 to go in the third. Two-point lead, Rushi, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. We say hello to them. Shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Here is Rushi pounding the ball down on the inside. Shot deflected. Jackson Center gets it. Tigers run the floor. Errant pass picked off by Rushi. Frenetic pace right now. Turnover each way. Here's Plyman up ahead to Borchers. Borchers fakes right, goes left, baseline, fended off by Jackson Center's forward, Kristen Ware, who didn't particularly care for the foul. It was a touch call.
She put the arm bar up, and when you do that and you make contact, they're going to call it every time.
Ball out of bounds to Rushi. Hatcher on the arc, 25 feet out, 3:07 to go in the third. 19-17 Rushi. Here's Cordon, your left wing. Goes baseline against Elkert. Good defense. Shot hits the side of the board. Comes down to Jackson Center. Reese to Elkert at midcourt. Defender was there. Cameron tried to sidestep and walked. 2:58 to go here in the third. Turnovers mounting both clubs. How many, Chuck?
Well, Rushi's only got 1.5, but that's 6 for Jackson, 13 for the game.
And Jackson Center being held back here in the third quarter, not taking care of the ball very well. Wilson, top of the circle, outside the arc, near side to Plyman for Rushi. Lobs down into Wilson to Hatcher. Good ball rotation. On top to Cordonier. Ducks under. Shoots the foul line. Jay. Bingo. She's got it. Jenna Cordonier gives Rushi a 4-point bulge. 21-17. 2:28 left to go. Third quarter of play. Jackson Center has been up before on one occasion. Now Rushi leads before. Cassie Meyer has a little crease, baseline left. Short jumper, hit the back iron, no good. Stick back by Clark, no good. Long rebound to Reese, though, to Elkert. Right back inside goes Jackson Center. Ball raked away by Rushi, but a foul. And three fouls on another Raider.
Tiffany Hatcher.
Tiffany has three personal fouls. 2:08 to go, third quarter. Baseline right of the basket. Jackson Center enters. Good bounce pass. Cassie Meyer low on the left to Kristen Ware. Spins through the paint. Hooks it in off the window. Foul on the play against Rushi. Basket good, plus one.
I thought she got away with about three steps right there.
Could have been a walk call.
She did get fouled when she shot it, but She traveled before she shot it.
She might have gained an advantage by not getting the ball on the floor. She's at the stripe, though. Kristen Ware completes the three-point play, and Rushi's four-point lead dwindles that quickly to one. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. 21-20, Rushi. Jenna Cordonier, top of the key for the Raiders. Angles off to the left. She's in the deep corner. Hemmed in. Tries to deal it back out to Hatcher. Ball slapped out of bounds by Jackson Center. A minute 50 remaining in the third quarter. But Chuck, we figured this game might be played in the 30s, and that's where it's probably going to be. Hopefully. Yes.
Maybe the 20s.
We'll not get to 40, that's for sure. First one to 35 is going to win it. With the ball 25 feet out, Whitney Plyman Ferrucci. Bounce pass left corner, Hatcher. Hatcher circles, elbow in the left. Hooks a pass inside to Wilson. Jackson Center gets a piece of it and tags the ball out of bounds. 21-20 is our score. Ruchi up a point. Minute 40 left, third quarter. Hatcher throws it out back. Ball thrown high right to Wilson. Near side Plyman, who fakes left, goes right. Gives it to Wilson in the post. Hook shot against Kessler, wide of the mark. And we got a scrum for a loose ball. Two white jerseys, two blue ones. No one comes out of there with it. Finally, it's whistled a jump. No, timeout called by Ruchi somehow, someway. Minute 24 to go in the third. Raiders up one on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby, I like it. The way you move on the floor. Baby, I like it.
Many thanks here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. And the Bluffton University MBA program finishing 2 years ago a night a week. Plus Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. And Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Well, after the timeout, Ruchi gets the ball into Jenna Cordonier, who's in the post. She tries an unorthodox hook shot, an awkward one. Really had no chance to make it, but she got belted and fouled, and she's given two free throws. The first is perfect. 22-20 Ruchi, a minute 10 to go third quarter. Thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And Frisch is in Sydney. What is your favorite thing? Second free throw, Cordonier is missed. Rebound is tipped away by Ruchi. Goes out of bounds to Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers down to 22-20. A minute to go, third quarter. Near side pass delivered to Vanessa Winter. Winter dribbles, top of the circle, elbow on the right. Wilson almost ties her up. Ball dealt out back to Hickey. Hickey for Jackson Center. Head of the key. Another near steal by Wilson. Deep left corner. It's fed on the play to Winter. To Meyer. Baseline right, Kessler. Puts it on the deck once. Looks at the basket. Shoots a 10-footer short. Got the rebound back. Powers to the rim. In, out, no good. Cassie Meyer and Miranda Hickey go for the rebound. Neither can gather it. Out of bounds to Ruchi. Tigers missed a couple chances there. Ruchi up two, 32 seconds to go here in the third quarter. These two teams tied atop the standings in the Shelby County League, each with one setback. Jackson Center 9-3 overall coming in. And Ruchi, by my count, 13-2. Outside the arc, far right wing. Plyman's got the ball for Ruchi. She is crowded by Reese at the boundary, and Kennedy picks up the foul call. Team foul situation this half, three on each club. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Ruchi leads 22-20. Cordonier looks at head coach Andy Timmerman to the left. Close checking out high by Winter. Here's Cordonier trying to dribble around Hickey, who steps in front with the knee. It's a foul. 9.1 to go in the third. 22-20 in favor of Rushi. Each team's had a four-point lead, the biggest in this game so far. Substitutions, Jackson center. Back into the post, Kristen Ware resits down. Ball thrown in by Hatcher to backcourt to Cordonier with seven to play. Screen by Borchers, 30 feet out. Cordonier drives, pulls up, low on the left. Good defense by Jackson center. Kessler stood strong. Offensive foul. 2.5 to go here in the third. Both teams have attracted charging fouls all night long. Jackson center several.
Yeah, she didn't have a chance. I don't know where she was going.
Mm-mm. Ball thrown to Cassie Meyer in backcourt with a second left. Here's a one-handed heave. A long one, a 55-footer short. And the third quarter closes out. Still nothing decided. It was 15-15 at halftime. It's 22-20 Rushi after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Jackson Center inbounds to start the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Ball thrown to Winter, back to the basket at the post. She wheels and deals down the left side of the lane, in and out on the shot. Good maneuver by her. It just wouldn't stay in. It pinballed around, came off the iron. Rushi got a piece of it out of bounds. Tigers throw it back in, behind but two. 30 minutes gone here in the fourth. Kessler at the foul line. Winner 25 feet out. Hickey on top, near side to Reese. Jackson center trying earnestly now to post up Cassie Meyer on the inside. Deep right corner, Reese. Goes to Cassie down low. She's doubled. Foul line to Kessler. Good look from 15. Bullseye. She's got it. Fine ball rotation but Jackson center. Good sharing of the basketball by the Tigers, who've knotted the count at 22. A minute gone in the fourth. Cordonier dribbles baseline left. She's doubled. Goes foul line left to Borchers. Cross-court pass intercepted. Batted loose by Meyer. A run out the other way. Missed it in traffic. Rushi got there in time. Rebound right corner, tipped by Reese back to Meyer. Jackson center still has it. Kessler in the post. Fakes right, goes left, pulls up in the lane. Drops it off to a teammate. Push-off foul against Rushi. It's of the common variety. Ball was laid off on the interior to Vanessa Winter. Jackson center gets the ball out of bounds. Baseline right of the hoop. We are tied up at 22, 6:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Meyer bounce pass to Kessler, lower the left, bank shot, 8-footer, rolling out, no good. Loose ball rebounding foul on Rushi again. Common personal, 6 on the Raiders in the half. Jackson centers in the 1-1 on the next. Baseline right, Meyer, the playmaker for the Tigers. She peers in, wants to go to Kessler, can't, throws it to midcourt to Reese. Reese fakes left, goes right. Near side pass to Meyer, bobbled. Kessler gets it. He's at cross court to Elkert. Deep left corner, Winter. Winter puts it on the deck, drives, baseline, doubled. Now to Kessler, cross court to Reese. Shot fake, straight away Elkert. Now Winter, 25 feet out. Tied up at 22, 2 minutes gone in the fourth. Deep right corner, Elkert, open three-pointer, and she hoists it in. Cameron Elkert. with her third tray of this game. Jackson Center worked long and hard for that one, and Elkhart gives the Tigers a three-point lead. Timeout called. 6:10 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work. Work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Thanks so much to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. And LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Rushi with the ball. Errant pass. Plyman tried to go to the post. Kessler was there for Jackson Center. She intercepted. Up ahead to Reese. Deep right corner winner down inside to Kessler. Wraps around to Elkhart. Deep left corner back to Meyer, who chucks up a three. Short, no good. Big rebound cameo Wilson for Rushi, which is down by three now. 25-22. 5:25 to go in the game. Here's Cordonier. Bounce pass on the arc to Borchers. Now to Wilson, who stuttered, nearly walked. Gave it behind her to Cordonier. Rushi is being challenged on the interior now, but Jackson Center size. Here's a long jumper, 19-footer, right wing. Borcher short, no good. Fine rebound. Wilson in the paint, hooks it, and she is hacked on the arm, and she's awarded two. Cameo Wilson's been active on the inside for Rushi.
I would think we're going to need to see Poling back pretty quickly now that they're behind.
Yeah, several minutes ago, I said about the midway mark fourth quarter for her. Free throw, Wilson lipped the rim and came off. And there she is. Larissa Poling back on the hardwood for Rushi with four fouls. 25-22, Jackson Center. Next shot, Cameo Wilson. Dips the knees, fires, yes. 25-23, two-point lead, Jackson Center. Reese, Winner, Cassie Meyer, Clark, Elkhart on the floor for the Tigers. Ball thrown cross court, deep in the corner. Elkert's got it. Left-hand dribble on top. Bounces to Cassie Meyer. Left side, Kennedy Reese. She's got a little avenue. Goes toward the rim. Shot it long. Rebound, Winner. No. It's on the deck. Winner might have gotten away with a foul over the back. A jump is ruled, and it's a Rushi possession. With 4:43 to go here in the fourth, 25-23, Jackson Center. Because of the height of these two teams, Chuck, anytime you drive and get down within 8, 10 feet of the basket, you're going to be challenged. And the smaller girl simply can't see the rim very well. Shots are altered repeatedly in this game.
That's why you need, if your defender comes over to help, you got to find get a spot where they can see you. You get an easy five-footer.
Here's a drive, baseline right by Cordonier, goes beneath the basket, made the reverse layup, but the whistle blew long before the shot went down. Blocking foul called against Jackson Center. 16 fouls each way. We're in the 1-1 the rest of this game. 25-23 Jackson Center, 4.5 to play. Ball inbounded low on the right. Poling's got it, missed it. Good defense on the inside by Clark as Poling got a hand in the face, or I should say Clark got a hand in the face of Poling, and she shot it long. She was in tight, but missed it. Tigers had the rebound. Ahead by two with 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center spreads the floor a little bit. Near side to Clark. Cross court to Reese, who hurls up a three ball. It is good! Kennedy Reese got the good look. A fine cross court heave by Clark. That's the biggest lead of this game, 5, 28-23. 3:52 to go in the fourth. Kleiman dribbling down the left side of the lane. Fumbled it, got it back, threw it to Hatcher. Hatcher picked up by Cassie Meyer. Hatcher foul line, hooks a pass to Poling. Hand off to Gordon. You're broken up with the Tigers, a steal. Kennedy Reese has got it. 45 feet away, timeline, circling now. Being chased. Flips left side to Elkert. Deep left corner, Clark. Dumps into the post to Meyer. Shot fake, goes up strong. Left it short. Offensive rebound, stick back is good. Cassie Meyer going to work. Ruscha needs a timeout. 3:17 left. Tigers ahead by 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Jackson Center. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jackson Center, thanks to a three ball by Kennedy Reese, a rebound stick back by Cassie Meyer, has a lead of 7 now over Ruscha. The widest margin in this game, only 3:17 to go, and Ruscha is without Maria Heron. She's not played all night long. She warmed up, a gimpy ankle, could not go. Ruscha's got the ball, 25 feet out. It's Plyman, head of the key. Hatcher, step back, triple, hits the ring, bounce to the right. Clark got an arm on it, went out of bounds off of her. Ruscha retains possession. Olivia nearly got the rebound for Jackson Center, couldn't reel it in, though. Raiders with a second life. Trying to capitalize. Ball lobbed out near the timeline. Plyman and Reese go up for it. Whitney gets it in backcourt. Dribbles up into the paint. Intended for Poling. Stolen by Elkert. Off to Meyer. And Jackson Center is in business now. Ahead by 7 with 2:50 to go in the fourth. Right side pass to Elkert. She's boxed in. Gets rid of it to Winter. Winter throws cross court. Picked off. Right into the lap of Tiffany Hatcher. Bounce pass, left side to Plyman. Out back to Poling. Collision occurs, and that will cost Jackson Center a 1-1. Meyer over guarding 30 feet away at the stripe. Larissa Poling for Ruscha. Has she scored yet, Chuck?
She has not scored. Hatcher hasn't scored.
Mm. And no Maria Heron, and yet Ruscha is still within reach. Poling at the stripe, 1-1, swish. 30-24, Ruscha down 6. Larissa needs the second.
That's Cordonier.
I'm sorry, it was Cordonier who was fouled. Cordonier's at the stripe, trying to make 2. Got them both. Larissa Poling still has not dented the scoring column. And the 2 foul shots made by Jenna make it a 30-25 game. Jackson Center with the ball, 2:25 to go. Reese dribbling into the lane. Out back to Elkert, to Meyer. Deep left side to Winter. Let's see if Jackson Center has instructions to shoot nothing but layups. Oh, what a play by Whitney Plyman. She clawed the ball away from Winter on the far side of the floor. And then the Jackson Center player, in anxiousness to get it back, reached in, fouled down in the arm of Whitney Plyman. And now Ruscha's got the chance to make 4 free throws in a row, 2 straight 1-1s. Down 5. Plyman hits. It hit the front rim, trickled to the backboard, sat on the flange, and dropped through. 30-26. Ruscha within 4. 2:17 left. Second free throw, Whitney. Got a pair. Outstanding defensive play down to her right, but Whitney Plyman, Chuck. Wow. She got the steal, then drew the foul.
She's got quick hands.
And cashed in twice at the stripe. Boy, she is playing her best basketball of the year right now. 3-point game. Jackson Center doesn't have this thing sealed away by any means. Here's a long cross-court pass, low in the right. Meyer to Kessler, to Clark. Clark leaves it short. It hung on the rim and fell off. Rebound, Plyman out to Hatcher. Ruscha can tie with a 3. Blyman straight away to try to draw even. Little short, no good. Oh, nobody was on her. Whitney sized it up. Couldn't hit. Here is Meyer down the floor for Jackson Center. Nearly palmed it. A minute 45 to go. Three-point lead, Tigers. Deep right corner, Reese. Out back to Elkert. High left to Meyer. Now to Elkert, back to Meyer. Both teams in the bonus. Cassie puts it on the deck. Dribbles, foul line, doesn't shoot. Back out to Reese. Jackson Center spreading the floor. Wanting to shoot nothing now, but layups or free throws. Minute 22 to go. Reese and Meyer playing pitch and catch on the arc. Over-guarding foul from behind committed by Cordania. 1-1, Tigers. And we've got a timeout call. Chuck will keep it right here with Rushi trailing Jackson Center by 3, 30-27. A minute 17 to go, and I think it's Cassie Meyer who's at the line for the home team with the 1-1.
Kennedy Reese.
Okay, I'm sorry, it was Kennedy Reese who was bumped. She's at the stripe when we return. Say, for those of you who have not heard of Brookins, it's an outstanding restaurant in Fort Loramie, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners and many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You sit back, relax, and enjoy an appetizer. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 12 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. 1-1 for Kennedy Reese. Her Tigers lead by 3, 77 seconds to go, and Kennedy calmly drops in the foul shot to get the bonus. 31-27, Jackson Center. Last 5 points in this game coming at the free throw line. Free throw, Reese is shy. It hit the rim. It's volleyballed around. Hatcher comes out of there with it to Playman. Out ahead to Bowling. Driving left hand. Missed it. It spun off the iron. Reese got the rebound. Foul against Rushi. Boy, the Raiders had the advantage. The two-on-one break, Chuck. Bowling was just steaming a little too fast toward the basket and didn't get the right English on the carom off the glass. And Jackson Center's Reese is back at the stripe again, with 1:08 to go in the game. And Jackson Center ahead before. Kennedy eyes the goal. Swish. She's got the bonus coming up. 5-point game, 32-27. That was the difference, 5 points, when these two teams played the first time. 47-42, Rushi won it. Or I should say Jackson Center won it. Second foul shot, Kennedy Reese got it again. 3 of 4 for her at the stripe in the last 15 seconds, and Jackson Center owns a 6-point cushion. 58 seconds to go. Rushi's got the ball. Wilson driving baseline left. It's knocked away. She got it back and laid it in. Good heads-up play by Cameo Wilson. She stayed right with it. Good defense by Jackson Center, but Cameo would not be denied. She lost the ball momentarily low on the left, then shot it through. Here's Rushi chasing. 37 seconds to go. Jackson Center up 4. Reese to Elkert. Near side pass goes to Cassie Meyer. Cross court to Winner. Rushi must foul. Raiders pursuing at midcourt. Finally a whistle with 26 seconds to go. And Cameron Elkert goes to the foul line, displaying some confidence. She got there in a hurry. Practiced an imaginary stroke. Gets the ball from the referee. Spins it. Cameron shoots the 1-1, and she's got it. 34-29, Jackson Center.
I'm sure Daddy worked with her a lot on free throws.
She's got the form. Couple of dribbles, knees are bent, right on the money twice. Swished them both, each one perfect. Neither shot touched the rim. 6-point lead, Jackson Center. Here is Jenna Cordonier wheeling down the right side of the lane. Tried to whistle past a couple Jackson Center defenders, one of whom reached in and hacked down and fouled Jenna while shooting. And with 19.4 to go, she's got a couple at the stripe. The Raiders need these. Free throw, Cordonier got it. 35-30, Jackson Center up five. Again, only 19.4 to go. Second shot, Cordonier flips the ball on a bounce and makes another. Pretty good free throw shooting by these two clubs here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jackson's only missed one the whole game.
Wow, that's the difference. Expert free throw shooting by the Jackson Center Tigers.
And Rushi 7 of 8 in the fourth quarter.
Here's Rushi pressing, and immediately Hatcher wraps up Kennedy Reese. Tiffany Hatcher, no points. Larissa Poling, no points. Maria Heron did not play, ankle injury. Raiders have fought long and hard here tonight. A bit shorthanded without Maria Heron, that's for sure. And with 18.1 to go, Kennedy Reese, who was fouled in backcourt, shoots the one and one. And, no, it's a double bonus. Shot lands in the front rim, hangs, and tips over and in. 36-31, Jackson Center back up by five. Boy, the marksmanship at the free throw line late in this game. Beautiful to watch by both teams. Reese drops in a pair. The lead swells back to six. 14 seconds to go. Cordonier shot fake on the arc. Gives it up to Whitney Plyman. Back to Cordonier. Dribble drive. Left side of the lane. All the way to the cup. Driving layup left hand. In and out. No good. Tough break. It pinballed around. Spun away. Jackson Center got the rebound. Dribbled to midcourt. And Elkert was fouled with .3 to go, and Jackson Center up six. Well, it looks like the Jackson Center Tigers, Chuck, are going to make it a clean sweep of the Rushi Raiders. Well, the looks like it.
Yeah, they're going to.
Exactly. Only .3 to go, six-point spread, and Cameron Elkert's got two shots here for the home team. Knee bend, shots in the air, bingo, right on the money. 38-31 Jackson Center, second foul shot here for Cameron Elkert. She had three big threes in this game, four straight free throws late, as she knocks down one more, and Rushi will throw it inbounds. It's academic to Whitney Plyman. She's got it 70 feet away, the long heave, and that's it. The Rushi Raiders shorthanded tonight, fall short to Jackson Center, 39-31. The Tigers break the tie atop the Shelby County League standings. 8-point victory by Jackson Center, which pulled away in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center got fine 3-point shooting in the fourth, one from Reese, one from Elkert, who had three in the game. Rushi with just one field goal in the entire fourth quarter. We'll return to wrap it up in just a moment. Jackson Center victorious by 8 over Rushi, beating the Raiders twice this year. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to aid small businesses with high-tech computer solutions. Remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices like phones and handhelds. And now, specialty advertising items are available at Adams Tech Solutions, including T-shirts. I've seen a number of them being worn throughout the Upper Miami Valley. T-shirts produced by Adams Tech Solutions with all sorts of names, logos, and symbols on them. Adams Tech Solutions with high-quality computer service. He's on time. Phone Adam Rice at 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. 8-point win, 39-31 for the Jackson Center Tigers, who pulled away late. Rushi just simply did not have the manpower to get this game finished, Chuck.
Well, they were shorthanded, obviously. Maria Heron, who I still say is the best player in the league, did not play. Larissa Poling, who is really coming on as a ball player as a sophomore, saddled herself with three quick fouls.
Yep.
Got the fourth one to start right at the start of the third quarter. Didn't play much. Didn't score. Tiffany Hatcher shot in hard luck a couple of times on threes, but she didn't score either. Jenna Cordonier led Rushi in scoring with 11. You got 9 from Cameo Wilson, 7 from Whitney Plyman. who I thought had a terrific game. And then Shea Borchers came in, scored four. On the other side, a little more balanced, Jackson Center, Cameron Elker with 13. Then they got eight from Kennedy Reese, all in the fourth quarter. She had a good fourth quarter. They got five from Kristen Ware, four from Cassie Meyer, three from Vanessa Winter, and two each from Kessler and Clark and Hickey. 39-31 is the final.
A kind of an odd game, very low-scoring start to the game. Jackson Center didn't get its first bucket until a good 6 minutes into the opening quarter. In fact, what was the score at the end of the first period, Chuck?
I was going to say, they didn't score until 6 minutes, and they still had a 5-4 lead. That tells you how poorly Rucci shot the ball in the first quarter.
But Jackson Center spread the floor nicely in the fourth quarter, got some open looks, made key shots, got to the foul line, drained just about all of them. Rucci short on manpower. That really is the theme of this game. And Jackson Center played a far better fourth period than did the Raiders.
They did. Kennedy Reese, like I said, she had a terrific fourth quarter. But the Clancy's players of the game tonight for Jackson Center got to go with Cameron Elkert. She was solid through the whole game, scored 13. And, boy, what a terrific free throw shooter she is. She has great form.
Yep.
And then the other side, I'm going with Whitney Plyman. She was not the leading scorer, but I thought she was really the spark plug. And she kind of held them, kept them in the game. So it's going to be Cameron Elkert and Whitney Plyman.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, as we return here to Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com, I'm trying to reconcile in my mind how this seems to happen year in, year out in the Shelby County League. I know you've got the answer. It's perhaps all about matchups. But Rucci defeats Fort Loramie easily. Fort Loramie defeats Jackson Center easily. And now Jackson Center has beaten Rucci twice. Go figure.
Well, and I think you hit it right on the head. It all comes down to matchups. I mean, because Fort Loramie can put a real pressure on the guards, and that's the Achilles heel of Jackson, and that's how they got it done. And they had no answer for Maria Heron in the first game we saw. Mm-hmm. She just lit them up. So that's how it happens. It's just sometimes you got a team's number because you just know how to play them.
Yeah, very good analysis. Rucci Raiders, by losing here tonight, fall to a record on the year of 13-3. Rucci Raiders have played 16 games, now 5-2 in the Shelby County League. I believe that's correct, 5-2. Yep, that's right. Meanwhile, the Jackson Center Tigers advance in league play to 5-1. Jackson Center was 6-1, having beaten Bodkins on Tuesday. The Jackson Center with a one-game lead over Rucci. Fort Loramie had two losses on the year coming into play tonight. Fort Loramie, two losses in the Shelby County League, I should say, coming into play tonight. Fort Loramie was hosting Bodkins. So Jackson Center, no matter what happens at Fort Loramie tonight, will be in the top spot with a one-game lead in the loss column in the Shelby County League girls' race. Jackson Center overall now has a mark of 10-3. Rucci, as I mentioned, with the setback, is 13-3. Jackson Center's next game is at Anna on Saturday afternoon, and Rucci's next game is Let's see, Rushi's next game is 1 week from tonight, home with Anna. We've got action for you tomorrow night. Boys contest at Fairborn. Sydney Yellow Jackets on the road at Fairborn. Tip-off 7:30, on the web at 7:10 tomorrow night. And don't forget a pair of games for you on Saturday. Ottoville girls, ranked 8th in the state in girls D4, host Minster, number 1 in the state in girls D4, at Ottoville, 2:30 tip, on the web, online at 2:10. Saturday night shapes up as a good one. Rushi at Minster. Minster's very tall, Chuck. Got to see them for the first time this past Saturday. Minster gave Fort Loramie all it wanted and then some. Rushi at Minster on Saturday, 7:30 tip, on the web, online at 7:10. And tonight we have, for the time being, separated the teams atop the Shelby County League girls standings. Jackson Center in the lead. The Jackson Center's got a home game with Fort Loramie on February 4th. Rushi's got an away game coming up yet with Fort Loramie. Still a lot to be determined. But as we noted just a moment ago, seems like Rushi this year has got Fort Loramie's number. Fort Loramie's got Jackson Center's number. We still could have a two- or three-way tie before it's all said and done. Who knows?
Well, that's possible. And I'll tell you what Fort Loramie does have is Carlos Siegel. So that's enough to get you pretty far.
Yeah, and probably game in, game out, no matter what her personnel might be, the best defense in the Shelby County League. Enjoyed it tonight. A fine game. Rushi nipped in the fourth quarter by Jackson Center, which takes it by 8. So many thanks to Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. We've run down our sponsors already several times here in the fourth quarter. I would like to remind you, a big shout-out to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. They came on board during the basketball tournament last March. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body CarStar, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Jackson Center, where the Lady Tigers have beaten the Rushi Raiders 39-31.
They're playing back.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbick. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Didn't see the maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh no, look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is. Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rusi when she's getting 26 on you. Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game. I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed in to bring her foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us. Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12 footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! Hit the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him.